What's up, people? This is Apoteca Audio Boo episode. I don't even know, because I've recorded a few episodes that I haven't released, and I can't remember why I didn't release them anymore. One was just not interesting. It was talking about some changes in my regimen, I guess. But even by the standards of this podcast, it was pretty boring, so I didn't release that. And then there was another one that maybe I just forgot to throw up on the site. Currently it's a midterms week, so I don't have to teach any classes, and I get to go home at noon, which is pretty awesome. Yeah, so I've just been studying Korean. I've been studying Korean again, because, well, I guess I never really made a very serious, concentrated effort to study it in the first place. But when I first got here, I bought some books and stuff and kind of flipped through them. Actually, the first two books I bought, they're for English speakers, but I think you can only find them in Korea because they were published by a Korean publishing company. One was called, I think, Survival Korean, and the other one is called, I think it's Let's Speak Korean or Basic Korean or something like that. And they're both pretty basically just phrase books, and I don't really learn well that way. And you shouldn't. If you're trying to really use a language, you shouldn't just memorize phrases wholesale, because you should be able to understand what the different parts of the sentence mean and how they affect each other. And in the process of doing that, you'll learn how to use the language more fluently, I guess, and be able to express more things just by virtue of knowing what different words mean in a sentence rather than just memorizing phrases. Yeah, so I've been trying to study again because, you know, I'm planning on being here for another year, and I'd like to improve the quality of my life, I guess, here, by knowing both more survival and more conversational Korean, because I'd like to be able to walk away from this feeling like I've accomplished something, and I would be really embarrassed if I went home or, you know, to Hong Kong, and people were like, hey, so you can speak Korean, right? And I'd be like, not so much. But like I said, it'd be nice to be able to just talk to people while I'm here. Yeah, I mean, it's difficult sometimes because, you know, while my city is not small, and I know that there are other foreigners, there aren't many opportunities for me to meet new people in the specific district that I live in. So I would like to learn some conversational Korean, you know, simple stuff like, how are you, and this is what I did today, this is what I did yesterday, this is what I plan to do, and just some simple stuff like that, not just survival Korean, like, mul juseo, give me water, or something like that. I made fun of my friend Matt when we first came here because he kind of put forth a goal for himself to be fluent in Korean in 2 years, which obviously is not going to happen. I mean, even though we live here, it'd be very difficult because Korean is so far removed from English that it's just, there's no easy way to pick it up. And I find that now that I'm kind of studying it again, I sort of have this lofty expectation that I will somehow be amazing at Korean very soon from listening to audio lessons from talktomeinkorean.com, which is amazing. It's free. If you're trying to learn Korean, go there. And also this book that I have, it's a textbook called Korean Made Easy for Everyday Life, which is very nice for me because it deals with everyday situations that you would need to use your Korean for, such as, you know, mailing a package or buying movie tickets or whatever.